Hey, Tiff.
Aaron,
Hey.
it's been so long. I like forgot how to do this.
It took me a second to remember my I don't know, getting the mindset, I guess, of going live. How was your winter break?
Really good. I think it was, I would describe it as balanced.
Nice.
I had a good mix of like spending time with the family and also being really productive, and doing things by myself. And yeah, nothing crazy. It was just like really balanced. Got to go to Disneyland
Nice.
and solve stuff. So
Solving.
yeah.
Did you get any good gifts?
Ooh, dang. Did I get any? Okay, I'm already forgetting what gifts I got. I feel like as an adult,
Did I
I don't
stump
know if
you?
I did. Okay, I can't remember, but I could tell you a gift that I was really excited about.
Oh yeah, that's good. Yeah. Let's
I
hear it.
bought her a bed, so I was really
Oh,
excited to
nice.
build a bed.
Yeah.
It's like a princess, like a pink princess. So,
Nice. Does it have like the curtain thing on
oh
top?
yeah,
That thing. Classic. Good job. Good job, Tiff, doing the mom thing, you know? Well, the real reason why I wanted to talk to you was because we have our new Sunday school series coming up. Do you want to tell everybody what we have planned?
Yes, I think officially it's now called Life with
Yeah.
Christ.
Yeah.
But it's basically a series on a variety of topics, such as anxiety and depression, pride and humility, envy, jealousy, friendship and loneliness, and adoption and family. I think that's all of them.
Yeah, there's yeah, that's a good amount of them, yeah.
So that's our series in Sunday school. I think the original plan was to do a worldview series, but since Kevin's doing that, we decided to pivot and do broader topics. So that's our plan for this series.
Yeah. Way I see it is that like the worldview series is sort of like, looking like on the outside, right? And seeing how the Bible, I don't know what the Bible says about like the world, but with our series, Life of Christ, I feel like we're looking at more like personal topics, more like heart issues. And so instead of like looking outside of the world, we're gonna have the Bible kind of look towards us and examine our own hearts. It should be an interesting series. I'm hoping that the flow of me and you going back and forth should be a good dynamic again. And I do plan to record, my teaching portions so everybody can find that on our church social media. And then, Tiff, you're going to do more interactive elements, but if there are more like, teaching things that would be good to post, I'll go ahead and post your stuff on there too. What did you have? Did you have anything in mind on what you have planned so far? Like any different activities or stuff?
Honestly, a lot of it is super in brainstorm mode, but I'd really love to like look at scenarios, like what would you do? Because I feel like so much of our topics are so, like you said, like it's, I'm sure they've encountered some of these things. Hi, Roy. And so I'd love to like, hey, your friend is going through this. Like, how would you respond in a biblical way? Or it could be a debate. I think it just depends. Honestly, everything's fuzzy in my head right now. But I think just a lot of like application, what would you do? Like really, or even looking into themselves, like what have I done or how can I encourage someone else?
No, I think there's a lot of like opportunities there. So definitely we can adjust on the fly, go week by week and see what we need to do. I like what you had for this past week to introduce the series. Endora came in. So yeah, what do you think about Endora
Oh, I thought it was so great to have her there. I think we had reached, like, I think just knowing Andora, like, just being her
sharing?
friend, like, I think she has, like, God had, like, just seeing how God has been so faithful in walking alongside her through all of, like, what she's gone through and just hearing her reflections, I thought that would be such a encouraging way for our students to like engage in some of those topics, because I feel like she touches on so many of those topics in her testimony, and I felt like, yeah, it was like for students to see such a real and raw way of how it might play out in someone's life, or maybe some of it resonated with them. Yeah, and Andorra's, I just appreciate how open she was to just sharing and answering whatever questions that came up.
Yeah,
actually Ray listened to the recording. He came home.
Oh, nice, nice.
He went on the way home. He was like, oh, I was so encouraged by it too, just like listening to it.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, it was really
great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm glad that Andorra said she was open to having it posted online. So it is on our church YouTube. Under Life of Christ, like an interview with Andorra, I think is what it's called. Mm. Tiff, you got emotional during it. What part made you emotional?
Hey, by the way, Ray was like, I could hear Aaron laughing on the side.
I mean,
it's cool. It's cool.
I have feelings too, you know. I just, you know.
I think I was already getting a little bit emotional while Andorra was sharing, because she was getting teary. And then usually when I see people get teary, I tend to get teary. But also, I feel like just seeing like, wow, God is so good. And I think I started breaking when I was talking about how the fruit of her trial and suffering is just so great to our church community, like I felt so like encouraged by that, like, wow, like through your suffering, so many of us and collegians are so blessed by your ministry through all of that,
right?
You know, just seeing like the bigger picture of how God uses like one person's suffering to impact so many, and like being able to like pull out a little bit and see that.
Oh, that's great. Any topics from this series where you're like, oh, that's a good topic and it resonates with you?
I feel like we have a good balance of like heart. I mean, a lot of it stems from the heart, but I think we have a good balance of heart and a balance of like relation, like love and love, friendship. I think the ones that resonate with me are the heart ones, like, because I feel like those are harder, like such as pride and humility. I feel like those are harder to really think about and really pull back the layers, because it's so hidden inside. I think those are the ones that I'm kind of excited to like prep for, because I know that it's gonna force me to also like peel back layers that perhaps I didn't know.
Yeah, no, totally. I was doing some study for the lesson this week, and I was already like, oh man, like it's going to cause some, like some self-examination, some self-reflection. I feel like for us to really teach it well, you know, because I don't think these topics are more like, okay, yeah, I'm just going to like teach you and not have any personal like weight in it. I feel like we really got to bring a little bit of our own interaction with it too.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm kind of nervous in that sense, you know, trying to be a little bit vulnerable.
Yeah. I guess it lines up with your goal for
it's true. It's true. Hopefully this will help me grow in providing some personal illustrations too.
Yes. I feel like Psalm 139, that's like my like search my heart, oh God, and like show me, like it's like revealed to me like what's not, what maybe I'm not seeing, you know. I feel like that's kind of resonating.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Last question before we go. What are your hopes for our students this semester? Again, we're doing like a series, Life of Christ, presenting more heart issues kind of topics. What's your hope for our students as we go through this?
I think I hope that they would understand who they are in the Lord in a deep way through this series. Because so much of it is heart, I hope that they have those, like they're able to really dig inside and see like, wow, I am a child of God and this is what it means. And no matter what I go through, like anxiety or some of those relational pieces, like lust, whatever I might struggle with, knowing that I'm God's child, like I feel secure, or like just kind of that feeling like a depth more deep than what they might feel right now.
Yeah. No, that's great, Tiff. I think this is going to be challenging for us, but also challenging for the students. I think they are some pretty deep topics, and so there will be a lot for us to talk about and to discuss. Thanks for hopping on the pod, Tiff. Hopefully we can do this again.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, Tiff. Good night, everybody.
Good night.